USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. All the rain does mean there's a possibility of flash flooding. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
An Egyptian rights group says the country's Christians are suffering increased discrimination. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The findings in a report issued this week by the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a group that tracks government efforts to tackle disputes around church building in the Muslim-majority nation. It concludes that, in its words, the general situation of the right to practice religious services and build houses of worship is deteriorating, and that a committee established last year to facilitate church building by Christians has not brought justice. Since then, 9 churches have closed under pressure from authorities or the public in Egypt. The group also noted several other cases of sectarian tension over church building, urging the government to address the current legislation surrounding church building, which it says is highly regulated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tijuana police say they've arrested 34 caravan members for drug possession, public intoxication, and disturbing the peace. Now, they're going to be deported back to their home countries. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on what's going on at the border.
I'm here to tell you today that the reality is that there are currently over 6,200 individuals camped out south of the U.S. border in Tijuana today as I stand here.
And as far as who those folks are that are camped out?
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. In addition, we have identified over 500 criminals to include known gang members contained in the flow of the caravan.
And finally, Nielsen, on what we're doing to strengthen things along our border.
In advance of the caravan's arrival, we have hardened ports of entry, deployed the military, and surged resources. We have worked closely with state and local law enforcement to be able to rapidly deploy where needed.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
Happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.